RPG Mobile listening.
RTJ, this is KQ4ASN. How are you today?
Q4ASM from W1RPG Mobile. Good morning. I'm doing well. My name is Bob. I'm new to the area here in the Greenville area. Over.
My name is Rob, and we've been here a long time, but I'm relatively new to ham radio, and I've just finished a new antenna that I've built for this 2-meter band, and is the signal coming in clear?
You're getting into the repeater. I'm not familiar with where the repeater is located. I'm mobile on I-85 running up to Woodruff Road to get something at Lowe's and Home Depot. My wife and I just moved into the area almost 2 weeks ago. Over.
Welcome to the Greenville area, and if you're on I-85, you're seeing some of the traffic. Where did you move from?
Moved from Connecticut. We visited the area in 2019 for a week, looking at areas maybe to retire, and we enjoyed our visit here. We looked at other areas as well, so here we are.
We have friends up in Middletown, Connecticut, and used to get up there quite a bit, but haven't got up the last few years. We're semi-retired, and semi meaning about 80% still working.
Town right in the middle of the state of Connecticut. Yeah, I'm still working. My employer offered me something when I told them I was going to be leaving. So I'm going to probably be working probably till the end of March.
But I'm sure you will appreciate winters here versus Connecticut, so that's going to be really good for you. If you need got any questions about the area, always contact me. I tend to listen quite a bit to 146.010.
Appreciate it. Where's the repeater actually located? Is it in Greenville or one of the surrounding towns? And the way I found this one is it was programmed into my radio because there's a 610 right in the New Haven, Connecticut area, and I used to operate off that. So running up to Woodruff Road a few days back, I turned the radio on in the car, and I saw a full-scale signal, but I couldn't hear anything because I had PL received tone on for the other machine up there. So I turned it off and reprogrammed it in without any tone. Apparently, I'm getting into it. Back to you.
There are actually two repeaters in the immediate area, and I sometimes get confused, so I have to stop and think. One is at Paris Mountain, and the other, and I was just double-checking in my own mind here where it was. Can't remember suddenly the mountain. It's a little further north of the Taylor's Greer area, and it's the one, I think, which is the 610. I think the Paris Mountain has a little lower number.
I'm going to look on the repeater directory online. I have some old printed repeater directories, and they're still in boxes because we're still in the unboxing mode, my wife and I, and fixing things up and so on and so forth. So setting up the home station hasn't come up on the things to do list yet, but it will.
These things to do, I'll tell you, when you retire, the things to do list increases. It doesn't shrink.
I've been told that.
I'm still flipping through here. I have a list of my repeaters that I've been using. There's another one I keep trying. It's at White Oak Mountain, 147.285, that is used also. And what has surprised me is how relatively little use ham on the 2 meters here, except during rush hour, and people are just chit-chatting as they're driving.
up. I think there might be someone trying to get in because someone's signal doubled with you a little bit. There might be someone else maybe trying to get in, but it's the same thing up in Connecticut. A lot of quiet during the day, and then rush hour time, some repeaters are quite active. Over.
Yeah, very much so. Just a quick question for you. What license level are you are? The reason I ask is I'm going to be trying for the extra license on Saturday. I'm just curious where you are on it.
Class license holder.
Well, I'm working hard on it for the test Saturday. My son is going to be taking the test for the technician and general on Saturday so that we can be communicating. He's in the area also.
Oh, fantastic. My son is a general class. He's up in Boston with his family. He's not very active currently because he's got young infant and they're very busy with their jobs. They're living currently in an apartment, so he can't really set up much. But he does have 2 meters, 440 in the car. But very good. Well, good luck. I'm sure you'll do just splendidly on the test.
Best. So you keep up and set up your base station too. Are you into HF at all?
At home I used to have about a 30-40 foot tower with a Mosley tri-bander. I did bring the tri-bander down here, and I had wires up for the various bands, and vertical for 2 meter 440 also. So it was a sad day when I had to take all that down because it took time to put them up. But I'm planning on, setting something up at the house. W1RPG Mobile.
I'm having trouble setting mine up, too. Well, I'm going to let you go, Bob, and good talking to you. This is 146.010, signing off.
Look forward to the next time. W1RPG clear. I'm just arriving at my destination. Bye-bye for now.
Be clear.
KA3JCA.
About to make a left, but I heard a JCA. W1RPG.
RPG. The call here is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. The name here is Richard. Welcome to the area. One of the deck controllers. We have a debt every night of the week. Night PM. Here on the 146.610 repeater. This repeater is located at an elevation of like 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head Mountain. And then the other repeater is the 146.82. Both of them are no tone. And that one is a Paris Mountain. So, the 610 machine also has an echo link, so if your son ever wants to check into the net to talk to you or whatever, he can actually go on the echo link and connect to the node and call you throughout the day if you're down here. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask KA3JCA.
You jumping in, and thank you for the welcome and the info. I did jot down real quick while I'm in a little bit of traffic here to get in the shopping area. The other repeater, 146.82, and the Echo Link. Fantastic. I'll have to share that with my son. He does have Echo Link on his phone, but he doesn't get it. Like I said to Rob, right now with his young son and their jobs, they're really tight for time. Thank you for the welcome. I appreciate it and look forward to the next time. KA3JCA, W1RPG.
My name is Richard. My call sign, my email address is good at QRZ, and also the repeater call sign, Whiskey 4, November Yankee Kilo dash R is the node that he would look up for echo leak, but it'll be the 146-610 here at Greenville, South Carolina. So, all right, sir, I know you're getting ready to get out and fetch your next stop or whatever, but 73, sir, and talk to you later on KA3JCA.
Thank you very much. KA3JCA, W1RPG, 73, and shutting down.
JCA, this is KQ4AFN.
4AFF, KA3JCA. KA3JCA, go ahead, sir.
Richard, I wanted to thank you. I couldn't think of Caesar's Head for anything the harder I thought when I was talking to Bob just now. So this is great. What I'm finding interesting is the 146-820. I don't find a whole lot of traffic on that. Is that true?
Not a lot of traffic on the 82 machine. A lot of people hang out here on the 610. Because if you look at repeater book, it's a wide area network, and it pretty much covers the I-85 corridor up to North Carolina and down to the Georgia line. There's some areas where you get close to the state line on either end that you might picket fence into the repeater, but it's got a good wide footprint down the I-85 corridor. And then the 82 machine, some people will go over there just to rag to. But I don't monitor it like I monitor the 610, so I don't hear a lot of traffic over there when I am.
That's quite a bit, because the conversations I hear over on the 820 are much more on I-85. So, although 610, I hear a lot from I-85, too, so that's good. Well, we're about 8 months into ham radio, so I'm learning. I'm working on my extra license this Saturday. I hope to pass the test, but this is really good. Appreciate talking to you, Richard. This is KQ4ASN, clear, 73.
On your testing, I take it you're going to take the test at the Red Cross office there, over there off of Grove Road. Yeah, they have it the third Saturday of the month. So then please, join the Nets. I don't know if I'm the net controller for Friday night. I alternate with another ham, Daniel. But then, again, like I said, the Nets every night of the week at 9 p.m. So please come back and join us. KA3JCA.
Thanks so much. 73, KQ4ASN, clear.